From the Meridian Manufacturing Studios, welcome to Inside Agriculture. While President Donald Trump may nominate a non-scientist to fill the Department of Agriculture's top science job, Sam Clovis is a former economics professor and talk radio host in Iowa and an advisor to the Trump campaign last year. He helped run USDA before Secretary Sonny Perdue took office. But Clovis is not a scientist. Yet the White House is considering nominating Clovis for USDA Undersecretary of Research, Education, and Economics. Well, it's a top-level science post that oversees USDA's scientific mission, and the 08 Farm Bill says should be filled by a distinguished scientist. Well, the post also oversees the National Ag Statistics Service and the Economic Research Service, which would fit Clovis's background. But those filling the post have included a doctor, nutritionist, ecologist, and a plant physiologist. Well, any move to appoint a veteran GOP activist for a science post could make for a rough Senate confirmation process. Senate Democrats, led by Debbie Stabenow, attacked the administration at a hearing last week for its move the week before at EPA.
Late last week, in a very concerning and abrupt move, the agency dismissed several members of its board of scientific counselors. This is a highly unusual move that has raised strong concerns.
And Iowa Republican Joni Ernst at that same hearing last week questioning a USDA witness on pesticide registration reform.
You noted in your testimony that agriculture depends on a strong, scientifically based EPA to evaluate pesticides. And what can you do in your role to encourage that and ensure that politics don't get in the way of sound science when it comes to reviewing pesticides?
Well, Clovis, like EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt, has challenged the Obama administration's claims that human activity is the main cause of climate change, a claim that's also divided the ag community. Clovis, as undersecretary, would oversee climate change issues affecting agriculture and forestry. Well, we're going to take a break here and remind you that you're listening to Inside Agriculture on 910 Classic Country, KCJB in Minot, Farm News in Real Country, Thunder 106.1, Lisbon and Fargo, and Ag News 890, Lisbon and Fargo, North Dakota. We're going to come back and talk South Dakota crops next.